4 CBA Mobile. 88 and 0 TR. Good morning, Dave.
Good afternoon, Tom. And how are you doing, sir?
Correct, it is 1201. Well, by that, you understand how I'm doing. I think it's that rare disease, like I told DJW a while ago, AGE. Oh, I just feel tired. I just took an emergency, and, oh, gracious, I'm going to drink a cup of coffee, I think. Just sitting here watching the news from the WYFF4, which is mostly on the Ukraine, unfortunately.
I play tennis with a guy that's from the Ukraine, and he's still got a real thick accent. A lot of times it's hard to understand what he's saying.
Well, see, I worked a guy in the Ukraine about a week or two ago, and he confirmed my contact on Logbook of the World, and I didn't have a bit of trouble understanding him.
That's about as funny as a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest.
I thought it was over your head.
Well, a lot of things are.
I'm afraid a lot more is over my head, Dave, the older I get. But the French president just finished talking to Putin, and he said that Putin said that the operation is going just as planned.
That doesn't sound good.
It don't. It's unfortunate. I think Jerry had the best joke I'd heard in a long while down there the other day. He said if you put Putin and Biden in a barrel and roll them down a hill, there'd always be an idiot on top. I hadn't heard that one. That's bad as the one about kicking the bucket there.
I must have been listening, because I heard that on the radio the other day. It's the first time I've heard it. And, it was interesting. I was watching some World War II history, and they were talking about, when we took Berlin, Berlin, we were coming in from the east, and the Russians were coming in from the west, and we just held back and let them take Berlin, and that was basically the end of World War II, but they wanted to keep going. And so I don't know. I guess the president or somebody convinced them this is as far as we need to go. The victory's won.
Well, Dave, General Patton wanted to go on into Russia. They wouldn't let him. And he was about the same caliber as MacArthur was. He wanted to do the same thing when he was over in the Philippines. But they wouldn't allow it. But that was a fiasco. I remember that very well. Berlin airdrop and all of that stuff, the old C-47s hauling in the supplies and dropping candy to the kids from the airplanes, and it's very interesting.
It was on the History Channel, and I just find it really interesting, and stuff you learn and that I never read in a book. So, I mean, I'm sure it's written down somewhere, but anyway. Wasn't written in my history book that we had to study in school, but yeah, I mean, when you think about it, I mean, you know, that men had fought and died and did all that, you know, moving forward and that was the goal, and once Berlin fell, they knew the war would be over, and then they tell you, you can't take Berlin, come on now, I mean, it's like, you know, it's like putting a kid in the candy store and saying, you can look, but I'm not going to buy you anything.
That History Channel is wonderful. They had a thing on there one time, and if I remember rightly, Russia actually dug up the remains of Hitler there, and they had him for many, many years and wouldn't acknowledge it. But I think they finally did DNA on it and confirmed that that was him, where they burned him, you know, after they took him out of, after he committed suicide in that cave, man cave of his over there, you know. That was kind of interesting. But the one on the History Channel about the war that was pretty amazing and factual, if you ever get a chance to hear it, was the one about the bombing of Pearl Harbor and how they blamed Admiral Kimmel for not getting the ships out to sea in time, but Washington, D.C. held back on informing him that there was Japanese activity near the islands at the time and headed that way, because they'd lost track of that task force of the Japanese, and then they located it, but the delay caused them to allow the bombing of Pearl Harbor, and I didn't hear that, oh heck, until just maybe 5-10 years ago.
I never knew that. I've watched several things on the History Channel about Pearl Harbor. You know, it's pretty sickening what went on over there, but it is history, and as ugly as it is. I just remember I've talked to several Pearl Harbor survivors. This has been back some years ago. One of them used to visit our church. I was on staff for a little over 13 years, and he was the one of our members. In-laws, and he said that you could see the Japanese pilots looking out the cockpit laughing at them.
You know, they were low. That's a little hard to believe, but they were very low, and I'm sure you could have seen the pilots, but they worked for a long time in perfecting a torpedo that would run in the shallow waters there around Ford Island in Pearl Harbor, because until then, nobody had a torpedo that would run shallow like that, and the Japanese perfected it, and we didn't know they had them, of course, and so they felt relatively safe with the battleships being in that shallow water.
They showed how they did that. I forget what they did to the torpedoes, but to make them run underwater, but not, you know, just to the point where they couldn't be seen.
Plus, the other ones would have drugged the bottom and wouldn't have worked. And they had just recently perfected those for Pearl Harbor, so they had planned that for a long, long time. And you see, Roosevelt didn't want us to, or the public didn't want us to get involved in anything. We were kind of isolationists at the time and trying to stay out of the war. Yet we were pressuring the Japanese over there by stopping a lot of their trade with the places that provided them with everything they needed. And they were kind of backed into a corner anyways, because Japan's an island and they have to import a lot of things in order to make the island go, kind of like Hawaii does. But Roosevelt knew that England was going to fall, that Great Britain was going to fall if we didn't get involved in the war. And the theory was that that was letting Pearl Harbor being one way to get us, the public, energized and into that, because we hadn't been keeping our armed forces up to date, and we were way behind in ships and everything. And the Japanese had a tremendous fleet of ships and such. So there was a little bit of luck involved there at Wake Island when they won that battle. I'll tell you for sure. If they hadn't, have that been the gateway to the West Coast.
Been scary. Of course, I've heard that there's been, I can't remember from what country, I guess Russian subs just a few miles off the coast of the United States before, so that kind of gives you the creeps when you think about that.
I was an anti-submarine warfare operator, and I can neither confirm or deny that, but you're pretty close. I know years before I was in the Navy, my brother was, and they ran, it was the USS Kearsarge, and they ran a Japanese submarine that was trying to infiltrate San Francisco Bay all the way to the Aleutian Islands. So, yes, the Russians do that all the time, and so do we, Dave.
What was it, U-2 plane that did reconnaissance and flew, what, something like at 70,000 feet. They didn't think that it could be shot down, but they finally got one, and so that was that. But, oops, you caught us. But anyway, I guess everybody's spying on everybody else. I guess they do it from space now. I tell you.
Powers, I think was his name. They shot down over Russia. But a lot of people don't realize they shot one down over Cuba during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And that was, we were in DEFCON 1 and ready to attack them at the time. And so that was just barely averted. And that wouldn't have turned out good for us either, because they had weapons already there besides the missiles. They had artillery that would shoot atomic weapons for, I think they can go about 5 miles, but don't quote me on that. So if there'd have been an amphibious landing, our troops would have been in really bad shape.
Russia's backing, so anything they needed. I am getting ready to pull in the driveway here. I'm going to see my mother-in-law, and so I'm going to jump out of here for a minute, and I hope you get feeling better and get a little pep in your step and a little get up and go, and I guess I'll talk to you later. But anyway, 73 is, and I'll stick around for your final KP4 or N0TR. I'm sorry, KP4 CPA.
Okay, Dave. Good afternoon, and it's good to hear from you anytime. And I'm not sick. I'm just lethargic, shall we call it, and old. Take care, my friend. DB4CBA and 0TR73's Dave. I'm going to go out and visit the girls here.